right, we're back. This is podcast episode 10.2. It's the second half.
You're
not going to believe it. David Peniel's here also.
I got William West in the house.
And wait, guys, back from the dead almost. You've been requesting him like crazy.
Well,
you remember this voice.
Hey, guys, it's Jeff. I am back in the podcast.
We got Jeff. For 10.2, we finally wrangled him in. And also making his first appearance on the podcast.
It's Clint Miller.
And our wives just left.
They just took off.
When they were here, it is 8:10 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
On Thursday morning. We've been here since 6:30.
Yeah.
Slaving over this podcast. We had donuts. We had donuts and those little hot dogs. Yeah. What are those called?
And the coffee was bad again.
What are those hot dogs
Sausage
called?
Sausage rolls.
Clint, let me turn you up because that was a great comment about coffee there. Thank you for that, for bringing that to the table. What'd you say?
I said the coffee was bad again.
See, guys, look at what you've been missing all along on the Lost Experience podcast. Brought to you by...
Sprite.
No. brought to you by the LostExperienceClues.com.
That's right. And LostExperienceClues.blogspot.com.
Sprite doesn't pay us, and I prefer Pepsi. This is more of a fun podcast. We're expecting maybe a little lull before Comic-Con, so we thought we'd bring this. First of all, I just want to say, while Comic-Con is going to be in San Diego, I'm a big fan of the Miami Heat.
Boo.
Oh, gosh.
I think... The Miami Heat are probably the best team in basketball. They've been proven to be the best team in the world by beating the Dallas Mavericks.
Traitor.
They do have six games.
They do have a really strong
guys. I'm not even
players.
Ready to talk about the finals yet.
I am not either.
What's that guy's name?
Come on, Jeff. We're
really
just saying. It's been a
guy.
Month. We thought
what's
you made
really
some progress.
Gary Payton.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwyane.
He spells his name wrong. Dwayne Wade is the best basketball player in
guys,
history.
As Mavericks fans, we lost to Antoine Walker.
Oh,
that is, I will never forget that.
There's one or two people that are listening right now that care about what we're talking about.
All right.
Jakubis One is one of them. I want to give a shout out to my boy Jakubis and also say go Miami Heat. All right, let's move on.
Really quick, before I forget, we got to give a shout out to Mr. Timmy C. for hosting all of our podcasts. He's doing a great job.
Why don't we give a million shout-outs? Let's give a shout-out to the chat room, okay?
Hey, thanks, chat room.
Nice to hear from you.
By the way...
Way to go, Frapper. In the comments of this post, I'm going to try to remember right at the very beginning of the comments to post a link to our chat room. It's in the message board. The message board, there's a link right there in the sidebar. It's not hard to find. Go in the chat room. It's hilarious.
It's really cool.
They've got an Alvar bot. Have you ever heard of a bot in a chat room, Clint?
I've heard of a bot, yes.
Okay, that's short for what?
Robot.
I think so.
Short for something automatic.
I'm like, why are we so lazy that we can't say robot? Why do we have to shorten it
down? Say extra syllable.
Alvar is a bot.
Row.
Don't say row. That'll wear you out. You'll run out of breath. Your throat will get dry. You'll have to drink a Sprite. Anyways, they've got this Alvar bot that responds to you like an actual person. If you say Alvar and ask a question... He answers, and most of the time, he's pretty bright. It's kind of cool.
You can screw it up, though, right?
Then, have you ever heard of this? Because Clint is kind of like a techie guy that we've got in here. Have you ever heard of they can set up, like, trivia games in a chat room where it asks a question, and then everybody tries to answer, and it catches the first answer, and it ranks everybody, like, on how many answers they've gotten right?
Sure.
It's amazing.
Not terribly different than a bot.
They've got Lost Experience trivia, Lost trivia, and then like 80s movie trivia, 80s music trivia, and then it's like random like bot trivia.
Man, get in there.
And
like one of the questions might be, you know, if you had a theme song that was going to come up, like what would this theme song be?
What would this theme song be? You guys?
Hold on.
I have no idea.
Oh, that...
David and I know it instantly.
Growing pains.
Growing pains.
Way
to go, Jeff. You know what you get for that?
Well done.
Yes.
Okay, our podcast is teetering on the killing people. People right now are jumping out of windows.
Falling asleep.
I'm so tired of this. Stop talking. So we promised a interview with William. Actually, we all pooled our money. You guys pitched in. Thank
Absolutely.
You
Thank you.
Thank you. We hired a private investigator to go find the Hanso Foundation.
Wow.
You knew that. You gave money to it.
I didn't realize that's what I was giving money to.
Yeah,
so we could just unlock this box and be done, right?
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. So William hired a private investigator. Yep. And, well, we've got him on Skype right now. We dial it all up. Bubbles?
Bubbles?
Yeah, you should have seen the list of rejected aliases, William. Bubbles, are you there?
His voice came over my BlackBerry like a 5-year-old with a bullhorn. I winced like a nerd about to get a swirly and adjusted the volume. I sighed and took a long drag on my cigarette as I thought about the question. After a couple of seconds, I realized that the air was deader than Kirk Hammett's career. I had to speak, but I wasn't about to use my real voice. If I did, I could be spotted, fingered, made, uncovered, exposed like a Thanksgiving turkey with all the stuffing. The bad guys couldn't find out that my real name was Rick Drywall, P.I., so I had to come up with a fake voice and fast. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, Bubbles, whatever that was, explain to us how you infiltrated the big, bad Hanso Foundation.
David's question started out much like his mentality. Awkward but simple. He...
Hey, hold on. We paid good money out of our own pockets. I'm not going to have you calling me simple here.
I called you no such thing.
You did.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Can we just get back to the questions, please?
Please, sheesh. I swear that boy ain't right.
I'm not a boy. I'm a man. Oh, okay. Now, let's just get back. How'd you infiltrate the big bad?
Well, it was pretty simple, really. I used this fancy schmancy invention called the internets and applied for a job as a personal assistant.
Oh, okay. So you took the personal assistant job on the career site. I had a feeling that site would probably come in handy. So whose personal assistant are you exactly? Middlework?
His name's Leroy.
What? Wait, Leroy who?
I think his name is Leroy. Yeah, Leroy Jenkins, that's it.
All right, I don't remember a Leroy on the board. I thought you might be Middleworks assistant, but is Leroy in the Copenhagen branch?
No, he's in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Rhode Island? There's an office in Rhode Island.
Yep.
Now, we're getting somewhere. This seems interesting. New information from our private investigator. So tell us, how is the investigation actually going? I'm actually curious here.
I'm pretty doggone good. I'm in a large warehouse right now.
Awesome. Have you found anything interesting?
He asked me if I found anything interesting. Ha! He was more naive than a cow on the kill floor. If only he could see what I was looking at right now. The warehouse was full of what could only be incriminating evidence. It was stuffed like Garfield in an all-you-can-eat Italian buffet.
Oh, yeah, a couple of things.
Dude, where did we find this guy?
Well, we only managed to pull together like $15, so I hired my cousin.
This is your cousin?
They didn't think I could hear them. Boy, were they wrong. They obviously didn't know that I had the ears of the snake and the
snakes
of an eagle.
Snakes don't have ears, dude.
Dude, just ask some more questions.
Okay, William, I will ask your cousin some more questions. No more hiring family, though.
Sorry.
All right, Mr. Bubbles, or Bubbles, or whatever you are, have you found any evidence pertaining to the missing organs? That's something we haven't heard from in a long time. I've always wondered about. Anything?
Oh, gosh, yes. There's a poor round fella here, a bunch, actually, and they're all missing their eyes, ears, and noses.
What? They're missing what?
He asked me to repeat myself. I felt like an alien representative trying to teach quantum eugenics to half-year-olds.
Wait, quantum eugenics?
Okay, David, let me ask some questions, all right? Maybe he'll respond better. We're family, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Rick. I mean Bubbles. Have you found any evidence of warmongering?
Not yet. I'm still... Oh, my God.
What? What is it?
I couldn't believe my eyes. If they wanted evidence of warmongering, then what was in front of me was the motherlode, the jackpot, bingo, snake eyes, nat 20, the smoking gun, the needle-nosed dolphin, and the proverbial haystack.
Wait, needle-nosed dolphin?
There are soldiers. Thousands of them. Millions.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And they're tiny.
Oh, excuse me?
They're tiny, tiny little soldiers all packaged up in cardboard and plastic and ready to ship around the world like a
Trojan horse.
Yeah, like that. Sorry, I'm horrible at metaphors.
Well, wait a second. Round guys with missing facial features, tiny soldiers in plastic and cardboard. Do you, by any chance, see any, I don't know, ponies around?
No, not that I can... Yes, I just found them. My God. They're genetically experimenting with ponies. They've shrunk them, grafted on wings, and made them girly colors.
Bubbles, you're not at the Hanso Foundation, are you?
What?
You were supposed to infiltrate Hanso. It sounds to me like you've penetrated deep into the belly of Hasbro. The only thing that you've discovered are Mr. Potato Head, G.I. Joe, and My Little Pony. At least that's what it sounds like.
Oh.
Jeez. I'm sorry, David. I just thought...
William, it's okay. It's okay. I forgive and forget this. All right, guys. What can I say? I'm really sorry. I don't know if we'll ever do this again. It just depends on, you know, if we can straighten Bubbles out or not.
My first assignment, and I'd failed. I'd have to come back and do it all over again and again, just like that really, really hard level on Kung Fu. It was my only chance of redemption, to prove that I was a real detective, an investigator, a private eye, a sleuth, a tail, a shadow, a gumshoe.
Okay, enough with the monologuing. Get out of here. Let's just hang out. Let's hang up on this guy and go on to our feedback, our listener feedback. William.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know
that
he was just going to find a toy store.
Dude, we wanted a private investigator, and you got...
For $15?
You could at least told me it was your cousin. All right, let's do listener feedback. Here we go. Let's get a little dun-dun-dun-dun. We'll get a trumpet or something. Here we go. That's right. It's time for listener feedback.
Boom.
You know, we've got a lot of great listeners out there that feel free to... They share with us... their full opinions on what we do. And here's what Just Sue in the message board said. What's up, Just Sue? I don't know. Just Sue, go ahead and send me an email. Are you copying off of Just Willow? Or were you Just Sue before you knew Just Willow?
Man.
Anyways, that's an interesting thought there. She says, I hope this is the last time they bring people on the show who have no idea about the game.
I have to leave now.
Clint, no.
Hang on. Clint, do you watch Lost?
No.
But do you watch The Office?
Yes.
Very similar. Okay?
That's close. We talked about that in 10.1.
Right. She says, I'm all for encouraging new players to join, but they don't need to be brought into the podcast.
This is such a beatdown at 8:10.
Clint, you can just stand here at 8:10 in the morning, and you don't have to do anything. And then Jessu also says, I totally disagreed with David's ideas that the game will end at the point where the show will end and that the next season would jump ahead 2 years. The finale was too cliffhangery, which, Jessu, you just made up a word. You're just make up a word. To not pick up where the action left off. The game is just supposed to give us a little insight to the show. No way they would give away a hint of how it all will end. Well, that's your opinion, Jessu, but I think this game's going to have more of a payoff than you think. So eat that, because I'm on the podcast. All right. Next feedback.
Scoreboarder.
I know. Next feedback from Lost Girl. Lost Girl says, just my humble opinion. And she doesn't actually say that. She writes J-M-H-O, which
there
I had to look up on Google what that meant.
Yeah.
People kept saying J-M-H-O, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
Well, the internet is an amazing resource.
What's your favorite IM abbreviation off the top of your head? You got one?
I don't.
Okay. Like R-O-F-L?
I don't rank them, David. I'm sorry.
I've never ranked them either.
Anyways, Lost Girl said, just my humble opinion, I find the fake interviews kind of lame and boring.
Oh,
I was really looking forward to hearing the real Belly of Desire and not movie clips. Well, in 10.1, we had the real Belly of Desire, and a little bit later, we've got another interview, and it's not fake, so you're going to love it.
Real deal.
Gatekeepa said, cheers.
Gatekeepa.
Gatekeepa said, cheers, dude, but they messed up with giving the proper credit again. Smile, that was a cover done by a friend of mine, Jeff, out of Seattle. So Jeff and his band did that punk cover of Hold On Jupe. Also, later in the podcast, we've got another original song from Gatekeepa.
It's huge.
Middlework Mullet in the chat room asked me to play a Notorious B.I.G. song on the podcast, and I don't really know... if it's appropriate to play Notorious B.I.G.
That ain't really our style.
It's not really our style. We're more Growing Pains. We're more...
Hold On Jupe.
Hold On Jupe, kind of acoustic
set.
But, you know, if... Oh, no. I just pulled it up, and it's all explicit, so I'm afraid...
yeah, but they won't have anything explicit.
On their sample?
Yeah.
You don't think? No. Well, just for Middlework Mullet... I'll go ahead and play a little. Sparsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Take that. Recently, niggas I just heard a bad word. We turned it off. I did. I'm sorry. Middlework Mullet, that was for you. Hey, this is a screen name. New York Never Going Back. He says this. Jupe is a punk. This guy is unbelievable. Who would have thought that it could have topped Hold On Jupe, but they did it. Where can I get the MP3? You can find that in our message board. thelostexperienceclues.com, the click message board on the right side. Jason Heidecker said, hey, you ask those guys to interrupt you, but then you get frustrated when they do. It's not pretty and hard to listen to. Get rid of them and just assume an audience of informed players. Clint, this is again saying that you shouldn't be here right now.
I feel so attacked.
Wow.
And then this is a cool one. Sergio Costa started a new blog for people in Brazil and Portugal that speak Portuguese.
Man.
And it is www. Or you don't have to put the www, I guess.
It tells you it's on the World Wide Web.
It's lostportugal.blogspot.com. So if you're a Portuguese or I guess Spanish is close to Portuguese.
Not close
¿Cómo
enough.
Se llama?
I think necesito you just offended a lot of people.
Yo necesito usar el baño número dos, por favor. I have no idea what I just said.
I know what you said.
Oscar Torner, I think that's his name. Oscar says, I want to thank you for the brilliant podcast. It's the best part of the Lost Experience.
Wow. Oscar. Well, we appreciate that.
You might want to get more involved in the Lost Experience.
Clearly, you don't know everything that's going
on here.
I think
there's some other things that are better than this. And then Scott Eaker said, my coworkers told me to send you guys an email. I've been listening to your podcast at work, and I put Growing Pains on my MySpace.
There you go.
And it's myspace.com/
Show me that
SEAKER97. That's Seeker. That's Scott Eaker. SEAKER97. And he says that everybody that logs in to his MySpace gets the Growing Pains theme song stuck in their head and they can't get it out. And so he says, shout out to you guys for helping me torture my coworkers.
Don't waste another minute on
he
your
says,
crying.
He says, more Growing Pains, less Train Whistle, Ray Gun, and Squeak Horn. And
what?
Guess what? We don't have any
we
Train
have
Whistle.
Them.
We don't even
we
have
left
that.
So,
you know, we've played our interview for you. I'm going to close with the new song from Gate Kepa. But right now what I wanted to do was I wanted to jump in here, and we actually have on Skype another special interview for you. And this time, this is kind of the coolest thing. We've been trying for a while, since we are kind of DJs ourselves, we've been trying to get an interview with DJ Dan.
Wow.
And DJ Dan has finally agreed to call us up and to give us a little interview. So, William, you're the expert here with Skype, okay?
All right.
So why don't you pull it up and see what we can do.
Okay. Oh, is he up? Oh, DJ Dan, are you there?
I broadcast from the road, moving from secret location to secret location with only my laptop and the wind in my scalp. What am I talking to here?
Your scalp. Okay. Well, this is David. And he's here, and I'm William, and then we've got two new guys.
And Jeff's here on the phone,
and so is Clint.
All right, so we're all
Wait
here.
A minute. Who is this really?
It's really us, we promise. Listen, what can you tell us, if anything, about what's going on with Rachel?
What is your job? What is your job?
Well, okay, we run a little blog.
Growing Pains
it's not that big
members.
A deal. It kind of seems that our job has become, you know, helping Rachel Blake on whatever mission she's on, you know, so... Can you help us? What are they doing?
Yeah, DJ Dan, give us a
they
hand.
They keep us busy doing nothing. That's what the internet is good for, and they can do anything they want. However, Rachel's body is pleasant, and what a body it is. It's delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Say lower middle 20s? Anyway, what is she doing? Because I'm lost.
You're lost? We were asking you questions because we feel lost. Wait a minute. Can you help us?
No way.
Not even a little?
No.
Come on, man. Just a hint.
No!
But... You know so much about conspiracies.
Oh, okay. Don't you get it, people? Loonies like me, I'm a corporate recall. A freak show, unfit for contact with the public. What? You ask me, sponsors are a pretty small concession to make for my voice to be heard.
Wait, so do you want us to get a sponsor?
How many times do I have to repeat the answers to every single one of our problems? Just push a button. It'll be okay.
What?
Like a button for a sponsor?
What?
Sprite.
What?
Sprite.
Okay, so you...
Sprite.
Sprite. Sprite. Yeah, Sprite. What are you talking about?
Sprite. So here's the deal. These days, there's more beverages than ever. It's a vast conspiracy. The medical community, the pharmaceutical companies, the wellness groups, Monster.com. And these pseudoscience quacks with their miracle formulas. We're talking Sprite. We're talking Kool-Aid. Don't you see? Moving on.
Wow. Okay, let me be a little bit more direct. What do you know about Enzo Valenzetti?
Oh, good question, William.
Yeah.
Good
Enzo
question.
Venza Wada Wada?
Okay, let's simplify a little bit. Have you seen any of Rachel Blake's videos? I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
The soundstage, you morons. Same place where they faked the Mars landing.
It's a soundstage. You don't... Wow.
It's a soundstage, you morons. Same place where they faked the Mars landing.
Huh. You think this Rachel Blake stuff is staged? I mean, I thought it was real.
Well, that is a tragedy. A human, real-life tragedy. It makes me sick!
Ooh, busted.
Ouch. Okay. Okay, DJ Dan, are you there?
What?
You sounded way too hot to be one of my conspiracy spies. If I wasn't married, I'd take you to the Puerto Rican beach where I grew up and marry you on the spot.
Whoa.
So if I get that surgery, shut down!
William!
That's a little awkward. Okay, you know, looks like we sound hot to DJ Dan,
yeah,
but not
do.
Hot enough to keep from getting shut down. I wonder why he's enjoys saying that so much.
It sounds like he hung up. I guess he's always saying shut down.
Because saying it makes me feel cool.
Oh, wait, DJ Dan, are you still there?
DJ? Dan?
No.
But, wait, we just heard your voice.
So what?
Okay, so do you still want to talk, finish the interview? What?
We have blind faith in the people who already rendered the product we bought 5 minutes ago obsolete by rolling out version 2.0 3 minutes ago. All the man wants is for you to keep quiet and keep kicking your hard-earned wage to him and his ruling class cronies. So I just proved my point.
What point? Wait, DJ Dan, are you still there?
So I just proved my point.
What point? What's going on? Are you DJ Dan? Bro, I think we lost him.
Oh man, what a
bro.
Stinking bummer.
That is weird. I'm not really sure what happened there.
Well, I guess we lost DJ Dan. That is unfortunate. Okay, well, that was a great interview, William. Thanks for getting him on.
I'm not sure that we solved anything by talking to him.
I don't think we did. Did I promise that we'd do anything else, or are we just going to play this song and get out of here?
Well, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here, too. Let's go ahead and play the new Gate Kepa song. It's called Song for Rachel, and then we'll be gone. Everybody that's going to Comic-Con, have a good time. Can't wait to hear your reports, and have fun out there playing The Lost Experience. Here we go.
Yo, this one goes out to the lives lost last week. Get your girl, you're always in our hearts. Where are you, baby? It's like you're floating. Stay. last inch is nothing. I mean, who wants a Steve Irwin anyway? And the speaker's just a shadow. I'm a real Kiwi boy who can take you away from the espionage. Where the winds and disguises are. I could be your friendly mister. You could be my gadget girl. Rachel Blake, was it a mistake to fall in love with you? I know you're on a mission, but I've made it my mission to make you fall in love with me. As I said before, this goes out to people who have lost their lives. Get your girl, Hugh McIntyre. Rachel, where are you? We need you. Come on back.